Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 30th, 2022. Don't retreat a step back. At the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place, under a certain leader, to be together. With superhuman courage they face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood, and their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of his name. Rabash, letter 8. See how Rabash writes? A small handful of people. The most important thing is that they should be in the same intention and be directed toward the same goal. If they act like this, then their efforts are enough to pierce the wall between them and the Creator, and as if touch the Creator and resume contact between Him and through themselves with all mankind. These are people who unite and want to reach the Creator, to prick Him, get in touch with Him. Nothing else is needed. 10 people are enough to make contact with the Creator, and through these people a continuous connection between the Creator and humanity will begin. That's what we have to achieve. We can do it. We are created to do this. Let's try even harder, even deeper, even more purposefully to move toward the Creator and achieve this. This is called My Sons Have Defeated Me. So let's not retreat a single step and continue our efforts to prick the Creator so that He will be obliged to respond to us, draw us to Him, and through us, get in touch with the whole world, with all mankind. From the Arava Convention in Europe, Lithuania 2022, Lesson 1, July 22, 2022. The Creator and the Upper Light. Spiritual light is the influence of the Creator on the will to receive, which is called creation. The Creator is the source of everything that exists, and the light is His influence on creation. According to the form in which the creation receives light, it can feel it as pleasure or as something opposite. That is, the light is an influence emanating from the Creator, but the creation must be ready to feel it. Depending on its correspondence to the light, it can feel pleasure from this influence or the opposite. Light is neutral and creation can change itself. Therefore, everything depends on the creation. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, July 19, 2022. It is not for us to decide who should live. Question: in the 1970s and 1980s in the Soviet Union, children born with autism and mental retardation were often not given to their parents. They were told that the child had died during childbirth. How does Kabbalah view this issue? Should these children be left behind? What is the attitude of Kabbalah to everything living? Answer: as a divine creation, we have no right to destroy anything. We have the right to take food from nature, what we are supposed to in normal quantities without causing harm. For this, there are special laws of slaughter, cooking, and so on. Just as animals eat animals, so we must eat them within reasonable limits, and this is not considered a violation of the balance of nature. Everything is created this way. We must strive to do no harm or unnecessary pain to anyone. Any creature, no matter how it was born, has the right to exist. It is not for us to decide who should live and who should not. From CAB TV's Close Up. Special Territory, May 17, 2011. Results of genome research. Comment: genome research is based on wave genetics. These studies are accepted with hostility by ordinary genetics, but they arouse great interest. According to academician Peter Garieff, the project of studying the human genome, for which fabulous money was spent, led to disappointing conclusions that a person in his genome is no different from an animal, and not only from an animal. My response: indeed, in our physical state we are animals. Only a state when we rise to the level of a single thought, which is an eternal perfect holographic, integral, analog system, can we be called man. From CabTV's Close Up. Human Genome July 17, 2011.